Okay, let's go over here to Sandy, who's calling us from Edgewood. Hi, Sandy.
Hello, can you hear me?
I surely can. Can you hear me?
My husband developed shingles December
Ah, poor
30th.
guy.
I know, he's been suffering with that. Even till today, he has the lingering pain, and it's quite severe. And we've been trying to follow some of your advice, but he's not successfully conquering this pain. And I wanted to know if you had any suggestions for something that would relieve this pain. It's pulsing at times and just quite debilitating. He hasn't had a good night's sleep since he's contracted this.
And many people run into that problem, ma'am. I'm so sorry that he has. I'm not saying
Thank
he should
you.
just put up with it, because many people have. There are many things that can be useful for shingles pain. Oddly enough, none of them are pain relievers. They just get the problem to not hurt near as much. Now, one of those things, and it's just one of several, is vitamin B12 by injection, and not injection into the shingles, injection into the hip or something in the body. Before King George III back there at FDA decided that we should not, even as physicians, be allowed to use ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy molecule inside of every cell, as you probably heard earlier, by injection. Oh, we shouldn't do that. We would combine vitamin B12 and ATP in a shot and have a person learn how to give those shots to themselves. And what do you know? It was a major pain relief for herpes zoster. Major. Sometimes it would take all the pain away, but more often it would just be the majority of the pain would be down. And by the way, there's other things to do too. So we can't get the ATP shots, but we can get the B12 shots. And swallowing B12 does not work nearly as well, because part of the problem is usually that the herpes zoster living in the stomach has been a culprit in messing up the body's ability to grab onto vitamin B12 that we swallow and absorb it. So that's why it has to be taken in injections to get around that. So, but oddly enough, we can still get ATP in capsules. Comes in a 400 milligram from Swanson Vitamins, which with whom I am not connected, and they have the best price on it that I've seen. So one can take several of those a day if one wants to, and a B12 shot. And that, people tell me, does help. Not as much as the shots do. Yes, I have worked with some people who've had recurrences. But still, those two things can be very, very helpful. The B12 by injection, and then the ATP, unfortunately only available in capsules, because King George III has decreed we shouldn't have it in an injection. Okay, now that's not all, ma'am. That's not all. I worked with a doc who started out in conventional medicine, but in the middle of his internship residency, he moved over towards the natural side, and he's now in Canada. And he found that if he combined vitamin E with zinc oxide, just plain old zinc oxide cream from the big box drugstore, and squeezed open some vitamin E capsules and combined the two goos and rubbed them into herpes zoster, although he had the people do it themselves, of course, that also would help to relieve herpes pain. Herpes zoster pain, not as much as the B12 shots and the ATP, but at least it was somewhat helpful. And that you can get over the counter, no prescription, etc. Zinc oxide is in all the big box drugstores. Vitamin E is in your local natural food store, compounding pharmacy, tablet dispensary, etc. And you can just rub that right in, and it does help with the pain. So there are several things, ma'am, that
Yes.
he could be
Okay.
considering.
I did get him some CBD, and we did try that. He's been
Yay.
taking an awful lot of the ibuprofen and Tylenol, and he really doesn't want to do that. We weren't quite certain how much of the CBD to take.
Well, the CBD is not going to mess with the ibuprofen and Tylenol and vice versa. So if he finds it helpful, it comes in at 25 milligram, and one can use that once or twice a day. A few people, it helps to put them to sleep, but not most. And remember, our bodies are born, created, whatever, with cannabinoid receptors. So the stuff has got to be compatible with the human body, right? Or we wouldn't have receptors for it inside.
Right.
Yeah, so that's another thing. And then there's some more, ma'am. I hope you're writing these all down so you can try
I
them if...
am.
Okay, there's something called capsaicin cream. Now, capsaicin is, as you know, black pepper. And there are capsaicin creams available in, again, natural food stores, compounding pharmacies, Tama dispensary, etc. And capsaicin cream, oddly enough, even though it is from red pepper, can help with herpes pain. What I'm looking at right now is Dr. Gabey's textbook, And he devotes a couple of paragraphs to it, along with citations and references for its use in herpes pain. So that's another one. Capsaicin, C-A-P-S-A-I-C-I-N.
Okay.
So, several things for you to try out, ma'am, and let's hope they work. Another thing, though, this is a virus, as you know, and so just getting oneself onto bowel tonics with vitamin C helps chase viruses away.
Well, thank you very much. We'll give these a try and pray for good success.
Okay, ma'am, and thanks for calling in, and I'm so sorry he's in all that pain. So,
thank you.
Glad you called. You're welcome.